You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, in a short period of time, we went from Taiwan to Hong Kong.
We thank the Lord for even such a short period of time, we journeyed through Taiwan, Hong Kong, and mainland China.
在这段旅行的时间里面，我们真的经历到主的同在、主的同行跟主的同工。
Indeed, throughout such a journey, we deeply felt His ever-presence with us, and He's walking with us, He's co-working with us.
每一次当我们中间有弟兄姊妹远行或者离开我们的时候，我总是在祷告里面会用这三件事情来求主赐福给他们。
Whenever there is anyone among us who is traveling away, I always pray with these three things to remember them.
求主与你同在，求主与你同行，求主与你同工。
May the Lord be with you, to walk with you.And to co-work with you.
以前常常为人祷告的话，成为我们这一次很清楚的经历。
Those familiar faces I often used for others becomes our personal experience in this journey.
主的同在、主的同行和主的同工，这三件事情是在圣经里面很重要的三个主的应许。
Yes, these represent the three very important promises the Lord had made to us.
因为在马太福音最后一节，应许我们复活的主要与我们同在。
Because he promised us in the very last verse of Matthew that he will be with us forever.
在路加福音的最后一章，复活的主耶稣很清楚地记载要与门徒同行。
Likewise, in the very last chapter of Luke,The resurrected Lord had promised to walk with us all the time.
在马可福音的最后一节，预言这位复活的主耶稣要与我们同工。
And also in the very last verse of Gospel according to St. Mark, that our Lord will be our co-worker.
所以他的同在、他的同行、他的同工，应该是每一个有复活的主耶稣基督的人应该有的经历。
Therefore, these three represents the experience, and all of us as true Christians should have experience.
这次我们在台湾、在香港、在大陆的旅程当中，使我非常强烈的想念到我一个过去的好朋友。
Throughout this trip.I have deeply reminded of my dear friend.
苏恩佩姊妹，她在1982年已经回到天家与主在一起。
Sister Josephine So, he was received by the Lord in 1982.
在1966年，她在美国读完书，回到台湾，跟我们有几年的时间在校园传奇里面一起配搭。
1966, after she finished her...academic pursuit in the United States. She went back to Taiwan. We had a few years of co-working together.
然后1970年她就从台湾回到香港，开始了现在在香港非常有影响力的一个机构，叫做突破。
Then 1970, she went to Hong Kong, established a very Christian-wise, very influential organization. It's called Breakthrough.
那么没有人想到一个那么病重身体软弱的一个弱姊妹却能够在香港带来今天那么大的一个震撼。
No one could have foreseen the fact that such a physically weak sister could bring such a fundamental breakthrough in Hong Kong.
这次回去旅行使我想起她曾经各用一句成语来描写台湾、香港在美国的华人。
And during this journey, I was reminded his description about the Chinese in Taiwan, in Hong Kong, and the United States.
她是香港长大。
She grew up in Hong Kong.
她在美国念书。
She studied in the United States.
她在台湾侍奉。
And she served in Taiwan.
所以在1970年的时候，她讲下了用不同的成语来描写这几个地方的中国人。
So 1970, she described the Chinese in these three geographical locations.With three descriptive
forms. 他用四个字描写当时他对美国华人的印象。
And she described the Chinese in America using four Chinese characters.
她说在北美洲当时的华人她认为是用这四个字形容独善其身。
She described the Chinese in America as those who only concern themselves.
那么她说香港的华人又怎么样呢？
What about those Chinese in Hong Kong?
他也用四个字来形容当时的香港的华人。
Again, using four Chinese characters, she described those.
你们可以很快地想想看，看看你们英雄所见是不是略同。
You can self-examine and determine whether you would think the same.
他用四个字来形容香港。
She used four Chinese characters.
苟且偷安。
She said they are merely content with their own survivals.
然后她最后用四个字中国的成语来形容台湾的华人。
Then she used four last words to describe those Chinese in Taiwan.
你们猜猜看，她用四个字也不是太积极，也不是太正面，叫做麻木不仁。
She described the Chinese in Taiwan as those feeling lumped in the heart and feeling indifferent toward earth.
我常常在想，如果苏文蔚姊妹今天还在我们当中，她会用怎么样的四个字来形容从中国大陆来的中国人？
I was often anxious about feeling that if she were present here today, how would she describe the Chinese in mainland China?
当我这次去旅行的时候，我有一个很深的一个感受。
During this trip, I deeply felt.
从软弱从弱点的角度来看，不管在台湾香港大陆和美国，也许当年他所用的这三个成语都可以应用在普遍中国人的身上。
I feel that these three descriptive terms can be applied to all the Chinese in this world.
当我提到这几方面的感触的时候，你们就知道这一次的旅行对我们夫妇的冲击有多大。
As I finish those descriptive wordsYou can realize the impact in our heart.
我没有时间详细跟大家报告，不过呢，我愿意在这里公开的做这样的见证和心智的一个报告。
Even though I will not be able to describe you the details of the journey, but here I want to give you such as a testimony.
这一次的旅行，神在我们夫妇身上做了一件事情，我们加强在主的面前为做全世界华人的工作，把自己再一次奉献在主的手中。
During this journey and because of this journey, my wife and I have rededicated ourselves to the mission work, to the evangelistic work of all the Chinese in the world.
这一次的旅行再是让我们接触到各地华人深切的需要。
And we have been re-educated and retouched by the needs of the Chinese in this world.
为着这十一亿的同胞。
For over 1.1 billion people, Chinese people in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们太需要福音。
Dear brothers and sisters, they are desperately in need of a gospel.
我们的同胞，我们的骨肉，今天大绝大多数的人还在福音恩典的门外。
Great deal of our kinsmen are still being expelled outside the gate of the gospel.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
主啊，我们深信我们生为华人不是偶然。
Lord, we believe that as a Chinese, this is not accidental.
主啊，更不是突然的。
And we will not be a Chinese in man either.
主啊，十一亿的骨肉，绝大多数还没有认识你。
And so many of our kinsmen still have not come to know Christ.
求你用我。
Please use us.
用弟兄姊妹们
，You use all of us，
用我们这个教会
，Use this church，
来达成你的大使命
，To accomplish your great mission。
我们把以下的时间继续的仰望在你手中
，We dedicate our following time to you。
向我们说话
，Please speak to us。
奉耶稣基督的名
，In the name of our Lord Jesus，
阿门，
阿门。
请各位再翻回到约翰福音十七章
，Let's turn to Gospel according to John chapter 17。
十七章，刚才李明哲弟兄带我们读完前面五节。
We read through the first five verses of chapter 17.
当我在准备在一连串的几个主日要跟大家一起查考约翰十七章的时候
，As I was preparing to study this chapter with you in the following few weeks,
我一直希望能够找到一个比较特别、比较吸引人的题目。
And I've been searching for a maybe more attractive topic.
但是我想来想去，还是回到一般圣经学者、圣经解经家给我们特别在约翰福音时期上的题目，叫做大祭司的祷告。
And then I return to maybe a more popular topic, descriptive words about chapter 17, which is called the High Priestly Prayer.
教会今年的主题是归耶和华为圣。
The theme for this church this year is Holy to the Lord.
这句话与祭司有关系。
And this theme is related with priestly.
主耶稣在约翰福音十七章里面整篇的祷告跟这句话也有关系。
Yes, indeed, all the Lord's prayer, the Jesus prayer in chapter 17 is related with holy.
耶稣基督在三年半的时间里面跟着这些门徒同进退，一同生活。
For 3.5 years, Jesus lived with his disciples.
他的门徒记载了好几篇耶稣基督所发出来的祷告。
There were several prayers by Jesus himself were recorded by his disciples.
约翰福音十七章是最完整的一篇祷告。
Chapter 7 in John is a more complete one.
因为在这篇记载，我们很清楚地看到那个耶稣祷告的姿态。
Because even recorded the attitude, the position, how Jesus prayed.
这一节告诉我们说，耶稣举目望天。
It says here that Jesus held up his hands and looked up at heaven.
他眼睛望着天，用犹太人所习惯的那样一个祷告的方式在那里祷告。
Correction, he just looked up toward heaven without raising his hands.
很多时候人家问我们说，为什么我们祷告要闭着眼睛祷告呢？
And some often would ask, why do we close our eyes when we pray?
那么耶稣在这里明明他是打开眼睛来祷告的。
And here, Jesus prayed with his eyes open.
当我们讲到闭目祷告的时候，主要是让我们能够专心。
To close our eyes in prayer is to make us to more concentrate.
集中我们的思想。
To focus our thoughts.
不受外面的事情的影响。
We'll be not influenced by the surroundings.
但是主耶稣当年他举目望天看的时候。
But yet, when Jesus lifted up his eyes toward heaven.
他不只是在那样一个犹太人的习惯的里面祷告。
That was a habitual way of Jews to pray.
但是他真是举目的时候望天的时候，他也真是集中他的思想在那个坐宝座的主。
Not only he did the way that the Jews would do habitually, but also he had to focus his thoughts on heaven.
所以不只是这里给我们看到他祷告的姿态，我们也看见他祷告对他对象的那个称呼。
Not only we saw the descriptive words about his attitude toward what he prayed to, and also the name that of the individual he prayed to.
我们注意到在这里他称上帝为父，为圣父，为公义的父。
He says here he called Father, the glorified Father, and the righteous Father.
他不只是提到祷告对上帝的称呼，而且我们也看到这一个祷告的背景在第一节有很清楚的交代。
Not only he named the name of the one who received the prayer, but he also described the background of this prayer.
第一节告诉我们说，耶稣说了这话，他就祷告。
And says he prayed after he said this.
所以他的祷告和他说那些话有关系。
So what he prayed has something to do with what he said.
那么说了这话是说了什么话呢？
And what did he say then?
我们知道从十四章到十六章，耶稣说了三整章的话。
Jesus said about 3 chapters worth of words before chapter 17.
但是当他讲到说了这话，提到最后一句话的时候，是指着十六章三十三节所说的。
Here it says, after Jesus said this, and this means the last verse of chapter 16.
为什么耶稣要有这个祷告？
Why did Jesus pray this prayer?
因为当耶稣祷告的时候，他知道前面有个极大的危机等着他。
Because he knew that there was a tremendous crisis facing him after the prayer.
他知道前面有一个苦难等着他。
He knew there was going to be a suffering ahead.
他知道不久以后他就要是上十字架。
He knew she was going to be nailed on the cross.
在那样一个大的需要的时候，他给我们看见用祷告来面对前面的挑战。
Then she described how in facing such a tremendous crisis, a prayer can support him.
当我们知道前面有什么东西等着我们的时候。
When we know what's waiting ahead of us,
当我们看见危机把我们包围的时候，
when we see we're being surrounded by crisis,
我们的祷告是一个什么样的祷告呢？
What kind of a prayer can we pray?
我们说主啊，可怜我，主啊，拯救我。
We say, Lord, have pity on me and save me.
但是请大家特别注意十六章三十三节。
Yet let's turn to verse 33 of chapter 16.
他在那里怎么样告诉我们？
Then what did he tell us in that verse?
他对门徒说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上不错，你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜过了这个世界。
Here it just says, I've told you these things so that in you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble indeed, but take heart, I have overcome this world.
主耶稣在这里给我们看见一件事情。
The Lord had led us to see one thing.
如果用英文来讲的话，他不把自己看成一个 victim， 他把自己看成一个 victor， 一个得胜者。
In the English, it's very simple. He never viewed himself as a victim, but he viewed himself as a victor.
在整篇的约翰福音十七章的祷告里面
，throughout the prayer described in chapter 17，
耶稣再一次提醒门徒，你们在地上是有苦难。
Jesus reminded once again that indeed, my disciples, you're going to suffer in this world.
前面有许多的考验。
There'll be many trials and temptations in front of you.
耶稣提醒他们。
But Jesus reminded them.
他是得胜者。
He himself, Jesus, is a victor.
许许多多的危险、危机在我们的四周。
Much of the crisis and risk are surrounding us.
但是他不是苦难的 victim, 他是苦难的 victor.
But he is never the victim, but he is the one who have overcome the world.
在这二十六节的圣经里面，我们看到这个祷告的内容可以分成三个主要的部分。
Throughout the 26 verses of chapter 17, we can see the content of the prayer can be divided into three categories.
第一节到第五节，今天我们所看到很明显的，主耶稣为着他自己在神的在天父的面前祷告。
Verse 1 through 5, Jesus was praying for himself.
从第六节到第十九节，我们看见主耶稣为他的门徒祷告。
Verse 6 through 19, he was praying for his disciples.
二十节到二十六节，耶稣为整个历世历代宇宙性的教会祷告。
Verse 20 through 26, he was praying for the church.
这是三个同心圆。
These are the three concentric circles.
那么一个圆比一个圆更大。
One includes the other.
他为自己祷告，为门徒祷告，为整个教会祷告。
He prayed for himself, for his disciples, and for the whole church.
这三个同心圆的圆心是什么呢？
The center of these concentric circles is
很清楚的，在这一篇这个祷告里面。八次提到荣耀这个词。
Clearly, throughout this prayer, in eight times he mentioned glory.
但是有五次荣耀这个词出现在前面五节。
Five times glory was mentioned in the first five verses.
当主耶稣来到苦难的面前，十字架的阴影底下的时候。
When Jesus came to the in front of the in facing the suffering in front of the shadow of the cross,
他所看到的是那个上帝的荣耀。
What he saw was the glory of God.
我盼望，特别是今天和下个礼拜，我们能够从前面的五节看这个荣耀跟我们的信仰有什么关系。
For this week and the following week, we want to see how glory is related with this message from these five verses.
请我们再看第一、第二节。
Let's turn to verse 1 and 2 again.
约翰福音第十七章在这里，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的人，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
Verse 1 and 2 of chapter 17. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come.Glorify your son, that your son might glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all of those you have given him.
第一节讲到荣耀。
Verse 1 talked about glory.
他说父啊，你荣耀我。
He said, Father, you glorify me.
让我能够荣耀你。
Therefore, I might glorify you.
第二节就提到一件很有意思的事情。
And verse 2 mentioned something very interesting.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.